It's time for Utah StoryCorps, everyday people sharing their stories at the StoryCorps recording booth in Vernal. Karsten and Jessica, adult children of David and Mara Christensen, reminisce with their parents about their childhood growing up in the Uinta Basin and the family's journey in finding the American dream.
What was it like having your childhood here in Vernal?
I think it was pretty much ideal. We had a great childhood here. It was just full of happiness and being together as a family. We had the family store that we own there, and it was fun to go down and go to work with Dad and hide in the clothes racks and jump out and scare people who came to buy clothes.
We would always go to Arby's to get the French toast strips for breakfast, and yeah. We'd go and eat it in our dad's office.
So I was thinking about some of the fun field trips that we took. Can you share some of your memories of spending time there?
My favorite place to go is Harper's Corner in Echo Park.
You can see like 500 faults from the top of it.
It's pretty cool. And it's cool because the Green River is cleanish looking. And the Yampa River is like chocolate milk about. It's about that consistency and color. And so when they join together, you get this kind of cool swirl of green and black and brown. And then my favorite place down there is a little place called Whisper Cave. And you drive down into the canyon off of Harper's Corner there. And there's just kind of like this little sandbar area, and there's some old farmhouses, some old ranch houses. But then you go back and there's this cool little, it just looks like a little cave in the rock. As you go in, you can turn right or left, and it has a crack in the rock that just goes for hundreds of feet in either direction. And the cool thing is, it's completely dark and you're kind of wedging yourself in there in between the outer rock wall and the inner rock wall. One person can go as far as they can to one end of this little cave, and the other person will go to the other end as far as they can, and you can whisper and hear each other.
As much as I love that place, I think my favorite place is Red Canyon Lodge and up there in the High Uintas. I remember going up there for like Thanksgiving and other family trips and being out there in fall and falling asleep to the sound of the coyotes and waking up and, seeing moose and deer and bighorn sheep. I like that because it's that whole, utopia magical feel. I mean, that place is just peaceful. Pinyon pines and junipers and ponderosa pines, just so beautiful there.
What were your feelings when we moved from Vernal?
I remember going up to the mountains that day and we were sitting in the back of the car. Mom and Dad turned around at the same time after they parked, and my thoughts were, something's going on. And they said, we're moving. And I was like, oh, there you go. Something is going on. And it was scary. But, in all of the scariness and the fear of moving and leaving my friends behind, there's kind of like this anticipation of good things to come. And that was always kind of there. And so we moved to Logan, and I've always thought of both Vernal and Logan, because that's kind of where I finished growing up.
If we hadn't have moved to Logan, if we hadn't left this paradise, we wouldn't have found our Camelot. We wouldn't have found this next part of our life. I think that Karsten and I wouldn't be the people we are unless we had had that hardship. In the long run, it really changed us and made us who we are today. It doesn't matter where we are, whether in Vernal or Logan or who we're with, as long as we're together as a family and we love each other.
I just would like to finish this up by saying, what a great American dream we have lived, and we will continue to live.
These conversations were recorded at the StoryCorps booth in Vernal and will be archived at the Library of Congress. Support for this segment of the Utah StoryCorps project is made possible in part by our members and MemoryMark, helping families to preserve and relive precious memories that help keep us connected to the people we love. Information at memorymark.com.